You're listening to the Lovish Podcast, and I'm your host, Dr. Sita Hood, vision architect and licensed therapist. Each week, I'm going to help you to develop the belief and strategy necessary to make an immediate impact on the world by deep diving into topics like mental wellness, faith, relationships, and you guessed it, love. I should mention before we hop into the show, this is not a substitute for a relationship with a licensed therapist. You ready? Let's get it. Hey, hey, aren't you tired of running around like a chicken with your head cut off? How many times have you promised to do better with your wellness routines only to let life get on top of you again? I want to invite you to pause and pour by downloading my app, The Lavish Haven, your sanctuary for cultivating daily wellness. It's completely free to use. You'll start with our pause and pour quiz and then access our signature daily and weekly wellness trackers, mood playlists, elevated emotions collections, scripture-based guided audios, and so much more. Hit the link below to start today. Welcome back for another episode of the Lovish Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Sita Hood, vision architect and licensed therapist. We are in the last episode of our series, From Passion to Purpose, and I'm so excited to welcome Dr. Brianna Whiteside on the show today. Dr. Bree is a powerhouse, okay? If you are not subscribed to her YouTube, she has her own podcast, but even beyond that, she just drops gems regularly. And I'm not talking about them little fake clubhouse gems, honey. I'm talking about real life gems. And so I'm super excited to bring her on the show. I love how Dr. Bree talks about passion and purpose being interwoven into even the everyday decisions that you make, deciding to give God your yes, deciding to be obedient when it feels uncomfortable, but also how she talks about this sense of desperation and curiosity to know, why was I created? Why was I birthed? What is my assignment? And I think this is the question that so many people grapple with when they're thinking about this passion that they feel internally, but also doing real purpose work in life. Let's jump in with Dr. Bree right now. People have different definitions of passion. Can you take a minute and tell me what passion means to you?
Passion involves intense emotion. It is the thing that gets you emotional. It is the thing that makes you cry. It is generally connected to something you care about. And that's how you know you should probably pursue it and you should probably do it. When you are passionate, that means that you will do anything to see something advance. You would do anything to see something stop if it's an injustice, but it's largely connected to a feeling that you have, something that is a strong feeling, not something subtle that you can look over and that you could say, okay, that thing happened. No, passion comes from the depths of your soul, from the depths of your heart, and it alerts you to what's really important to you.
Awesome. How are you walking in purpose? What does that look like tangibly in your life right now?
Walking in purpose means taking up the assignments that you are called to do. And so generally when we think about purpose, we're thinking about the umbrella term, but underneath the umbrella, there are micro assignments for times and seasons. And so in this area of my life, I shared with my audience that I just resigned from my career as a tenure track English professor. The assignment was up. Nothing was wrong. I completed the assignment, and then it was time for me to resign. I had to be willing to leave. This season of my life is a beginning, a burgeoning, a birthing of sorts. And so now I'm stepping into new things that God is calling me to do. So that means teaching publicly, right? I'm no longer teaching behind the academic paywall. I am now teaching publicly. I am teaching strategy sessions on Tuesdays, and I am, you know, running a blog. I am also a publisher, right? And so I'm doing all of these things because now it's time for me to advance the kingdom. One assignment God allowed me to do as an academic was to advance intellectualism, advance the mountain of education. In this season, though, it's time for me to advance the kingdom. So I'm using all of my gifts and talents to do whatever God asks me to do: blog, teach, strategize, build companies, build system and structures, things of that nature to advance the kingdom and to bring people out of obscurity and into maturity. And so this is a new venture for me. It is unfolding, and I couldn't be more excited about it, because just as I was excited to be an academic and I wanted to do that with my entire life, or for my entire life, I'm equally excited about this next half. Because as the scripture says, your latter days will be greater than your former days. And I'm holding on to that promise that the first half was great. This next half's going to be bomb.
Where did your purpose walk actually start? Where did it originate?
My purpose walk actually started when I was in graduate school. It started with a yes to God. I was on a journey to discover my identity. It was a moment where I had grown frustrated with people telling me that I need to find my identity in Christ and not being able to tell me how, right? And as a student, as a seeker of knowledge, I was frustrated because you're telling me that I need to find my identity in Christ, but you won't give me the tools on how to do it. And so that curiosity prompted, and this was 2016, that curiosity prompted my purpose walk. Me trying to find my identity prompted my walk now. Now, there were line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. There were steps that I had to take to get to this point now that I'm at almost 10 years later. But it started with a desperation and a curiosity about who did God create me to be? And I was, you know, just searching for the truth of that, because I was tired of failing. I was tired of feeling like, you know, something was being held from me. And so that's where it started. It started with a curiosity about my identity. And as I continue to journey with God and I continue to learn about my identity and who He created me to be, we got to this point where now I am fully about to step into the fullness or the full manifestation of who God created me to be. And it has taken a long time to get here, but I finally got here.
What advice would you give to a woman who has so much passion bubbling up inside of her that she has no idea what to do with? If she were watching this podcast episode right now, what would you say to her?
I would tell her, and I am imagining that she is the younger version of me, I would tell her to have the courage to journey. I can give you all the advice, and it's generally tailored to my experience. But what's not tailored to my experience is the decision to journey with God. We all have to make a decision to journey. If you don't decide to journey, that means to walk through the process, you will never get to that intended end. However, you're passionate, you're bubbling up, you're excited. Go ahead and take the first step. The first step is discovering who you are. After you've done that, what is your time-sensitive assignment for this season? Don't try to cast yourself too far into the future, right? Because the future has its own cares. What is your assignment now? Focus on the assignment that you're in now. Cultivate that, grow in that, and know that after you've graduated, you go to the next step. After you've completed the assignment, you move on to the next assignment. The Bible tells us that we go from glory to glory and from faith to faith. That's equally true of your life. You move from decision to decision, from assignment to assignment. So my assignment back in 2016 was to find my identity, but also finish graduate school. Right. And I did that. And then I graduated to become a tenure track English professor. But I was also able to start a blog. I was also able to start a publishing company. Like, those are the things that were available to me on the next level. Here a little, there a little. Be okay with your portion now, but also be okay when God calls you to greatness on that level. Because sometimes we romanticize the future without realizing that the future is dependent on what you're willing to do now.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, share the love. Share with your mama, share with your auntie, share with your best friend. Then head on over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a 5-star review. Reviews help the podcast to grow. Well, that's all I have for you today. I'll see you on these social media streets. Bye.